Romans, chapter 14. But him who is weak in faith receive to yourselves, yet not for decision of scruples. One man has faith to eat all things, but he who is weak eats herbs. Don't let him who eats set at nothing him who does not eat, and don't let him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you that judges the household slave of another? To his own Lord he stands or falls. Yes, he will be made to stand, for the Lord has power to make him stand. For one man esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully assured in his own mind. He who regards the day, regards it to the Lord, and he who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and none dies to himself. For whether we live to the Lord, or whether we die to the Lord, whether we live therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you set at nothing your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, to me every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess to God, so then each of us will give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block in his brother's way, or an occasion of falling. I know, and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is common of itself, except that to him who accounts anything to be common, to him it is common. For if because of meat your brother is grieved, you walk no longer in love. Don't destroy with your meat him for whom Christ died. Don't let then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who in this way is serving as a slave to Christ is well-pleasing to God, and approved of men. So then let us follow after things which make for peace, and things by which we may edify one another. Don't overthrow the work of God for meat's sake. All things indeed are clean, nevertheless it is evil for that man who eats with offense. It is good not to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor to do anything by which your brother stumbles. The faith which you have to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not judge himself in that which he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he eats not of faith, and whatever is not of faith is sin.